All right, so the latest news on the social media side of things is that people want social media prenups. So usually the prenups that sort of currently go on, the ones that we see celebrities use, are prenups that are bound by some form of number. Basically, it's all about the money. And I think in recent times, what seems to be happening is that a lot of people are seeing the rise in the digital use and social media, and ABC, a little statistic has been put out by ABC saying 80% of divorce attorneys are now saying the discussions and disputes commonly around divorce proceedings have a range of reasons, but they are sort of bowing towards, and the reasoning being and the excuses and the arguments being solely about social media of some form, and what kind of content might be shared or the line of communication in it. So I think the prenup thing is a strange place, I suppose, partly because if we come back to the monetized fact, prenups set up this idea of control and power that is agreed by law, and then people would do it and adhere to it. And I think what's happening is that the value of money is now being lost in social media, because the technology is all about communicating and talking to each other. So actually people are beginning to have prenups, but then there's the issue of trust and communicating in a kind of effective way to sort of what they might want, I guess. It's a bit of a tricky area. The way I'm thinking of it is it's the soft stuff is social media, and the hard stuff is the money and the law and the box. And it's quite difficult sometimes to pin down the social media factors, but the law is having to now deal with that in some capacity. So that's quite interesting, really. And there's a case study that I'm reading about that's been mentioned, saying that, I'm just having a read as I talk, that apparently somebody's partners are saying, do not reply or say that we're doing anything together, say on a birthday, or basically these some people in relationships are, although they're with people, the discussion about what to share and what not to share isn't open. It's more direct in some relationships, as in, do not do this, do not do that. So the issues of power and control and trust immediately come up, and also that some people might wish to share the fact that it's somebody's birthday, or that they look a little bit silly, but it's all in the aid of something important or significant in the timeline of their life, and that one person wants to share this picture of someone else, but they've been told by their partner that they're not allowed to do that, and I think that can be quite hurtful sometimes. So I think that for the way we're living today, the rise in social media, the rise in technology, it seems almost like there's a battle now going on in the courtrooms between, how do I put this, between people being in relationships and people being individuals, and people still being allowed to be individuals, to the complete point where they're making their own minds and decisions up. The idea of a social media prenup is, quite frankly, bonkers. But I thought I'd share that random musing with you, as it seems to be a relatively current affair. As we know, with the law side of things, it takes time for it to catch up. So we'll see if there are many more stories and more prominent ones that come out in the days to come, I guess. And thank you for listening through the great racket and sound that is in this wonderful coffee shop.